the relationship between place and your poems. I mean, you're obviously an Australian poet, and some of the poems seem very, the trampoline poem maybe, but some of them seem to be in that space too, that torn in between space between England. Do you think that's true, or is that something?
Do you mean for some of the poems?
Yeah, like me just listening to Coleridge poem, or the, you know, the, in this one, I didn't, you know that about your family, so. Is that something you deal with in your poems, a sense of place, where you live, you know?
Yeah, I think, particularly in some poems that I haven't read here, are about what it means to live in Australia and to live in a country that's dispossessed Indigenous people and trying to find its own identity and its own sense of place and a connection, I guess, with Indigenous people, which is quite a fraught thing. So I'm interested in that. I also, I guess I'm the first generation on my mother's side of migrants from England, and I grew up with a strong sense that Australia wasn't quite home, that England was really home. And I know my grandparents always wanted to go back, but I felt that I wasn't really Australian. I felt quite alienated from it.